Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Parks are an important part of any urban community, and many of America's iconic parks have been around for a century or more. Aaron Sachs, associate professor of history at Cornell University, digs up the forgotten history of green spaces that began their lives as places to bury the dead.
When's the last time you walked through a cemetery? It turns out that the large garden-style cemeteries created in virtually every American city in the middle of the 19th century were the first real parks that urbanites got to enjoy in this country, the direct precursors to places like Central Park in New York. Some of the oldest, as you might expect, are on the eastern seaboard, Mount Auburn in Cambridge, Greenwood in Brooklyn, Laurel Hill in Philadelphia. They are patches of well-trodden ground where our society has managed to nurture rich and resilient forms of culture. In the 1830s, 40s, and 50s, these cemeteries were known as places of repose, removed from the pressures of burgeoning industrial cities. They were designed as invitations to Americans to ponder their connectedness to each other and to the soil, to express gratitude to their forebears, to slow down, to remember the significance of seasons and cycles in an age of progress and go-aheadism. Spending time in a 19th century cemetery is not like visiting a national park. This landscape tradition emphasizes not separateness from civilization, but the integration of nature and culture. Not awe-inspiring sublimity, but a humble ethic of shared space and limitation. You might feel the pain of loss in a cemetery, but it is usually mingled with at least a hint of consolation, because it's a loss that is spread through the landscape, a common loss, the kind we've all experienced, the kind that is part and parcel of nature. And in the face of realities like global warming, a sense of commonality may be the best grounds we have for hope and concerted action.
That was Aaron Sachs of Cornell University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College, celebrating 175 years of educating women leaders around the world. So we'll down to you.